SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back, hour number two on the grid. Sports Grid Radio, Carver and Lisi with you. 844-843-6879. Rocking on a Friday night, taking you into the weekend here on the grid. A couple of things here, Joe, to update you on as we start hour number two. So here's the Zach Wilson post-game, I don't know what you want to call it, from the coaches, you know, because you never believe any of them, Joe, whatever it's supposed to be. So Salah said the initial test on Zach Wilson's knee indicated the ACL is intact, but they won't know until he gets an MRI tomorrow. Supposed to be intact. So they think that it's intact, but they don't know. And even if they did know, Joe, they probably wouldn't tell you tonight anyway, because that's how they operate things. Now, our man, Dr. Chow, who, of course, you see on Sports Grid, you know, every Friday with Pharrell, etc. He had said earlier in the night when he saw the video that the news is not going to be good, that he thought he suffered the torn ACL. So after this news from Salah, Dr. Chow tweeted, "Let's hope the Jets get lucky and this is only a bone bruise. Still going to miss some time, but this would be great news. Our worry doesn't change, but we hope the video lies." So, you know, look, Doc don't miss many on these, Joe, as you know. We don't want to see anybody. Obviously, we don't want to see the kid get hurt. We want him to play.
Not at all.
But I never trust. This is like, it's like when, you know how I get mad about the Yankees, how they lie about injuries all the time?
Yeah, well, the Jets can't do it now. They can't.
Well, look, you know, NFL's a little bit different, but we'll see what happens tomorrow. Hopefully the MRI comes back good for him. And just because I mentioned that, I'm going to say this. Can you believe that Boone said today that Stanton, there's no timetable for him to come back?
What's up with that all of a sudden?
He's got the tendonitis thing in his Achilles. Like, remember, Joe, he hit the 600-foot home run in the All-Star game and won the MVP? Right. They came back that weekend. He didn't play in, like, three out of the four games, and they said that he was tired from the All-Star game, and then two days later, they put him on the IL with the tendonitis in the Achilles, and now it's been, like, 3 weeks. They asked him for an update today, and he said there's no timetable for him to come back.
That's great. Wonderful.
How does that happen? Like that, you talk about out of nowhere. That's
typical. Does that change for you long term?
What do you mean?
With the Yankees in terms of they're struggling now.
Nothing changes me for the Yankees long term. They're not winning the World Series this year, so nothing's going to change for me long term. I know Andrew doesn't like hearing that. The confidence brimming from me with that statement, but you know, that's just the way that I am right now, Joe, with it. We welcome in our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us tonight. And since I had the Doc's Twitter page open, Joe, to look at the Zach Wilson stuff, he did have something to say about the Tatis thing. And if you're just joining us, now this came down a couple hours ago. Me and Joe mentioned this last hour, too, that Tatis, Fernando Tatis Jr., the Padres, of course, got whacked for 80 games for PED suspension, as he was just about to come back as well. He's been out all year because he messed up his wrist in a motorcycle accident in the offseason. So he claimed in his statement, Joe, that it was ringworm, which is why he got tested positive for this steroid. Clostebol, Joe. Am I saying that right? I'm not saying that you would know that. You do know the proper pronunciation of all the steroids, Joe. I'm not saying that, but
Clostebol. I don't even know what that is, to be honest.
All right.
I know all those.
Here's what doesn't matter, Joe. It's an anabolic steroid. Okay. And Dr. Chow tweeted, "Anabolic steroids don't help ringworm. It's pretty much what you don't take anabolic steroids if you have ringworm is pretty much what the doc is saying.
Doc, it was an aggressive rash. It was an aggressive rash. Guess who's in for San Fran? Brock Purdy, the former Iowa State gunslinger.
Yeah, and you're excited to watch him play. So.
I am. There you go with the digs. You are so bad. You're downright dirty.
Unbelievable. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. A lot more to do on the grid. There was something I was going to bring up to Joe, and I forgot about it already. We'll try to figure it out during the break. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Good to have you aboard here tonight. We've got some baseball going on. The Cardinals won that game, Joe, 3-1 over the Brewers.
I'm toast tonight.
You're toast indeed. And it's only 5-3 Rockies and Diamondbacks, so I'm sure that's not going to help you either. 8-3 now Dodgers Royals, 4-2 Mariners Rangers, 6-5 Astros A's. Are the Niners and Packers still playing? Is that still going on?
Yeah, Niners are inside the 5. Ty Davis Price. They're interviewing Al Guido, president of the Niners right now.
One of the all-time greats.
Al Guido. I love Al Guido.
Yeah, big Al.
Nice Irish boy, right?
Yeah, Irish boy.
Al Guido.
Do you think everybody's going to get too gassed up about the long Trey Lance touchdown tonight? Is everybody going to get too gassed up about it?
Forget it. We're going to QB1. QB1. There's two things I really can't stand that are from a Twitter and everything else, social media perspective, the QB1 or RB1. Every time somebody, gets named the star, it's amazing. And then the gender reveal that we have to make a theatrical performance.
Yeah,
Can you just boy, girl? Can we just do that? We gotta have a guy coming off the top rope, a guy swinging off a vine. I mean, come on.
I mean, you're right. People make these dopey videos now of the gender reveal. And I obviously you, Joe, you had your kids before this was a thing.
Yes.
The gender reveals. Now, I, of course, had both of mine within the last 5 years where the gender reveal is a very popular
front and center stage
thing that goes on. And I did get a lot of, you could do a gender reveal. And I said, no, the gender reveal is in the hospital that day when the baby comes. That's the gender reveal party is when the baby comes out. There's no gender reveal party. I said that it'll be in the hospital when I come out of the room and tell you what we had. That's the gender reveal party.
Honey, can we go out to AC this weekend and have a nice steak? Can't do it. Why?
Although I did see him.
We spent $47,000 on the gender reveal. That's
why. Yeah, the gender reveal party. I did see a funny one the other day or a week ago on the internet, Joe, where the girl threw the ball to the guy and he swung and missed and it hit him in the foot and it sprayed all over his foot.
And then the blue came out.
I mean, come on, bro. Just get it together. Speaking of sending you things on Twitter, and of course we're getting off the path here, but who cares? I sent you no response from you. How about those Hurricane jerseys, the Miami Knights? I can't believe I didn't get a response to that. Your guy like you talks about jerseys. Oh, they're going to look great on the screen. I send you these beautiful Miami Hurricane jerseys that I'm assuming they're going to wear at some point this year.
Right.
And they are just fantastic. And I got nothing out of you.
They're like Oregon. No, first of all, I saw it.
That's why it bothers you, because it's not traditional. bothers
right.
you.
Right. Well, twofold. I saw it. I figured we would talk about it on the show, but I was in between kettlebell rolls, and I couldn't allow it to ruin my
kettlebell
flow.
Kettlebell rolls.
I was having a good workout.
These things are so sharp.
They're not sharp. It's neon green.
They got the neon.
No, come on. It doesn't even match.
They are outstanding.
No, they're not, Carver. You don't like these. I know you don't like these.
I love
these.
Them. I love them.
You don't. I got to look again. Hang on. I'm looking right at it. The numbers are neon.
I love it. I think that those are great, great jerseys. I hope they wear them all the time just to bother you even more. They wear them all the time.
Now, are the jerseys fluorescent green? Is that what
it is? Yeah, I believe, and you can see the numbers have like a different shade of fluorescent green on them. Like, and you're right, it's very Oregon-ish, I guess as we could say.
Well, hey, Mario, right? He's used to it.
Hey, well, listen, Mario's bringing, he's changing the culture, Joe.
Yeah, changing the culture. You're going to lose to Utah 2 times in a row in a 3-week span, Mario? You going to do that? Just curious.
I hope not.
Mario, big chest. I'm big. Bad Mario, I do Navy SEAL training. We lose to Utah. Tavion Thompson still running with Thibodeau at the anchor there, coming off the edge. Where's that, Mario? Huh? Where's that? What about the ball game against Boise a few years ago? What about when you had Justin Herbert, Mario, and you had a chance to go to the college football playoff when you run the Rose Bowl and you're jumping up and down because you beat a mediocre Wisconsin team and that garbage coach, Paul Christ, and you lost to Jaden Daniels in Tempe when he threw for 308 on your ass. Mario! Don't get me started. You know what? I'm taking Texas A&M Week 3. I'm taking them. You want to go up against me? Fine. How much you want? You want 10? You want 10?
They have a line for that already, don't they?
It's 8. I'll give you 10. I'll give you 10.
They have Texas A&M laying 8 to Miami at home?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Joe, if I was just looking at that game objectively, you know, I'd probably lay it with Texas A&M.
Depends. Do we have a starter yet?
I'd probably.
Did Jimbo pull the trigger on Haynes King or Max
Johnson?
See, here's
the thing. I don't think it's gonna matter, Joe. I don't think it matters who starts.
Well, I think it matters big picture. I don't think it matters.
No, I'm saying for that game, their defense. They're so good and so much speed. SEC team. That they'll hammer Florida. On Miami in that game. They'll hammer them. Miami can't hang with them.
When do you think they wear those jerseys? Florida State? It's got to be a home game.
Well, of course. It's going to be home games.
Right.
I don't know.
Florida
are they wearing
State,
them once, twice? What did they say?
No.
Hold on, Joe. Well, Canes football. Let's go to their account. I'm sure that they have. You can get more information about it there. Here we go.
Miami
Neon
Knights
lights,
uniform.
Miami Knights. That is great.
Well, you like that. You like that.
I love it. I think it's tremendous.
You
Mario,
dog.
Big chest. Look at him. Big chest. Does it say in the video when they're wearing? I can't watch this entire dopey video, Joe.
It's on sale. You could buy them now. Why not? You want me to buy it for the football season, Booby? If I lose a bet, I'll get you.
Jerseys.
I'll tap into Sharapan's Lids account and get you.
How about he did the video with no hat? What was that, yesterday or today?
Yesterday, I asked him if he had fever. I was a little concerned. I was. Mm. When he had no hat on. Either that or somebody broke into his stash. Right? Wouldn't you be concerned?
Yeah.
Every day, unless maybe he ran out. Maybe he had nothing. I mean, when you wear a different hat every day, do you recycle them or you just keep going? I told him I can't wear the Penn State jersey at all whenever I'm on Penn State. 2 games last year cost me money, and they cost me my selection of Penn State. I wore the Penn State home jersey because I couldn't. They ran out of the white, the road whites. I love the road whites. But anyway, Penn State, I wore it against Iowa, right? They were winning the first half, as you know. I had a family function, take the jersey off to go shower, and go to the function. It was the 50th birthday. Second half in the tubes.
Yeah, you didn't have much luck with that last year. But Penn State was also, I mean, they weren't a big-time football team, Joe. You should have known that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Pac-12 over-unders. Next, we finish it off this week on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Rocking with you here on a Friday night. We are heading into the weekend. Plenty of NFL preseason for Joe Lisi to bet on tomorrow.
Can't wait.
8 games on Saturday.
Including
you get also, Joe, like a national television quadruple header on the NFL Network. Where
I'm not going to be able to watch. I'm going to be out with my daughter for dinner.
You get the Bears and the Chiefs at 1.
I could watch that.
You get the Colts and the Bills at 4. You get the Seahawks and the Steelers at 7. And then you get the Cowboys and the Broncos at 9, I guess, joined in progress off the other one.
I like the Seattle game.
And there's a few other games tomorrow. Panthers, Commanders, which you get Baker Mayfield and Carson Wentz. Did you see the stuff with Wentz today, Joe?
Yeah, where they called him out. You know that you've been called not consistent.
Yeah, and then the general manager tweeted that the guy was unprofessional and that he shouldn't. Let me just tell you something. The last people in sports that should be calling anybody unprofessional is anybody in the Washington, whatever the hell they call themselves, organization now. They're the last people who should be calling anybody unprofessional with all the nonsense that's gone on there, Joe, in the last however many years. And that was a fair, and I watched the video. That was a fair question that dude asked him. It's a fair question.
It was. And here's the thing. He's a quarterback that has to be coddled. That's what it comes down to.
See, I don't
He's
think so.
He's got to be coddled. Nah, he
I
does.
Don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't
so?
Think he has to be coddled. Well, I think
that
he just
was the
sucks.
Rumor. No, he sucks. You're right. On top of sucking, he has to be coddled because that was the rumor in Philly at the end that when everything started to go awry with Doug Peterson, he was pointing the finger at everybody and everybody. It was the offensive line. It was the wide receivers. I have no – he failed to take accountability in any step. And as a quarterback at the NFL level, that's the worst attribute to have. You could have the best arm. You could have the biggest frame. You could be Jim Druckenmiller, right? But if you fail to take accountability and lead the team to say, it's my fault, I'm the leader of the team, I sucked, I failed to step up, that's on you, guy. You don't want, that's why I say, and here's the comparison. As much as I knocked Jalen Hurts in college in the sense of he wasn't a pure passer, he has progressed, and at least you know with Jalen Hurts, even though he's not this dynamic talent from, you know, arm strength, and he wants to win. Give me that in a quarterback any day of the week. That's why I say in Washington I would still take Taylor Heineke over Carson Wentz.
You really think? I mean, I can't believe it.
I think he's a loser. I really do. I just think he's a loser. But I think he's a guy, when the things go wrong, he's the guy that sulks. He's the guy that doesn't look for a way. All right, they're taking away the big shot. Let's nickel and dime them to death. Let's go. You know what? We're not going to lose. He doesn't do that. He panics.
Yeah.
And you know what I say?
I can't believe that they think that they're going to win 9 games this year. The number's 8.5.
9 games? I told Wetzel this on Football Full Circle. I know you're on Chicago potentially at 7-1. I understand that, right? But I might take a shot, and this is no not 35-1 for Washington to be the worst team this year with Wentz, Ron Rivera. That I'm sorry, I don't think Ron is a very good coach anymore. I just don't. It was a feel good story. I wish him the best. I'm so happy he overcame cancer and everything that he's done on a personal level, but on a football sense, I don't think he's coached that team up. And let's not forget, they were under 500 when they won the division at 7-9. And it's not because of Chase Young being hurt. The reason why that secondary allowed well over 240 yards per game in the second half of the season wasn't because Chase Young was out of that lineup. The reason why Dallas tacked a 50 spot on him wasn't because Chase Young wasn't in that lineup. Come on now. It's because they lost their identity, and I don't think they have one. I will say I like Jahan Dotson. I think he has the potential to be a marquee player in this league if you get him a quarterback and you get him a play caller. But I don't have confidence in this team.
You? I don't either. I'm thinking about playing the under, honestly, with them. I like.
What about
under.
35-1? Not a lot of money, but would you take a shot?
I know. I mean, I can't go that. I don't love it, Joe. To be quite honest with you, you know that I already have my eyes on the Bears for that as like a kind of a. I wouldn't even call them a longest shot, but you know. That's you're talking the worst record. Like, there is so many teams worse than them. As bad as we want to get on Wentz and Rivera and all, like, are they Texan bad, Falcon bad, like, Bear bad,
you never know, though.
Seahawk bad? I don't know.
If things go bad early for Wentz, is there a bailout plan?
And here's the other thing with them, too, Joe, to keep in mind. Their defense is probably good enough to where they won't be the worst team.
You think they're going to be improved?
Look, I don't think that they're I don't think that they're awful on defense. I think that I think that they're a little bit less than a 500 football team. I mean, that's what they are. You know, they're the same thing they were the last couple of years. I don't think I agree with you 100%. They're not getting a massive upgrade from Heinicke to Wentz. They're not getting a massive upgrade. You know, they're just not. So. There you go, Joe. Washington tomorrow. Play the 35-1. You have fun with it. I'm not telling you not to. I'm saying
for me. Take a zeal, just like take a.
I'll be rooting for them to lose because I think I'm playing. They're going to be one of my unders this year. I think I'm going to play them to the under.
Yeah, I think I like some of the. See, I like the players like individually, but I don't like them as a team. Like, I like Logan Thomas at tight end. He's coming off the ACL. I like McLaurin. I love Jahan Dotson. And I love Antonio Gibson. But collectively as a team, they're just missing something. They're missing unity. They're missing chemistry. And I don't think they get that with Carson Wentz. I think he's going to come in and just, let's not forget, he went into Indianapolis. Right when Michael Pittman was drafted and Pittman had the 11, he asked him for the 11 jersey. Like, come on, man. I mean, you didn't win any Super Bowls. Like, seriously, take whatever they give you. They give you 87, take Reggie Wayne's jersey. I mean, come on. At the end of the day, just they give you 55, just throw it on and lead this team to a playoff because you sucked at that last year as a 15.5-point favorite against Jacksonville.
Man, what an awesome game that was. Let's get started with this, Joe, and then we'll finish it after the break. Pac-12, we had three teams left to go. The Huskies of Washington, 7.5 is the number, -125 to the over, +105 to the under. Home for Kent State, home for Portland State, God. Home for Michigan State, home for Stanford. They play any road games at UCLA, at Arizona State, home Arizona, at Cal. Home Oregon State, at Oregon, home Colorado, at Washington State. I am going under, Joe.
No. I like
under.
The Bower. I like the Bower as coach. Hang on. Let's look at this collectively. Michael Penix from Indiana comes back. He's coming off the ACL, right? So he's there. DeBoer's there. He's a blue-collar coach. They're going to be much improved on the offense and defensive lines. They lack big play talent on the perimeter. They lack running back play. And I don't know if the defense could get any worse. I will say this. I like them at home against Michigan State. It is. I don't care that it's rebuild. I do, because I'll tell you, I think Michigan State is in a slight regression. I think they overexceeded last year, and Seattle typically is one of the hardest places to play, no matter how good or bad the team is. West Coast
they went on,
to Seattle.
They went on the road and beat the U last year. Went on the road and beat the U last year, Michigan State. That was a good out-of-conference road win for them.
That was with De'Ara King at quarterback, who we know what happened with him. He's dead to me, too, in terms of that. But I give them a shot. It's a 3-point spread. They were one. They bet it up to 3. I give them a shot. And now the team that they typically struggle with is Stanford. Now Tanner McKee is there, but I think they ran at will on them in the second half of the game last year. Ran at will on them, and I don't think it changes. So I think they have a shot to start 4-0, believe it or not. I think they lose to UCLA.
Yeah.
I think they lose to Arizona State. I think they beat Arizona because they struggled with them last year. And I'll give them the win against Colorado. So I think they could be 6-6 this year. So I'll go over.
Yeah, I'm not getting involved with this team. I'm playing it to the under, Joe. It's 7.5. They were 4-8 last year.
So we're both under. Why is it so high?
Because I don't know. I guess
7.5 in year one.
And I get it. They have him coming in, but their offense was absolutely abysmal last year. Abysmal. I can't back that Husky team. In fact, I'm going after them, Joe. They cost me so much last year, I'm going after them. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after the...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Good to have you aboard. Couple things, Joe, before we get back into this. Hold on a second here. I was distracted by something going on my television.
Something
screen.
Good? Anything good?
I don't know how this ended up on my screen. There's like old episodes of Hard Knocks on my TV here. I don't know how that happened, but Mariners now lead the Rangers 6-2. Joe, 6-2 Mariner lead. 3-0 Twins lead the Angels. And 3-1, Giants lead the Pirates. Mm. So you're getting yourself a couple of runs in a few spots there, Joe. Let's finish up the Pac-12 with Utah and Oregon. Utah, of course, played in that great Rose Bowl with Ohio State where, let's just be honest, they choked. They should have beat Ohio State, Joe, and they didn't. Awful job by them. 8.5 is the number for the Utes. -170 to the over. Mm. +145 to the under. Oh, let's see if we can find 4 losses here, Joe. Let's go. At Florida, they open up at the Swamp.
You giving them a loss there?
A night primetime game.
In the
I gotta
Swamp.
Tell you, they're favored, too, by a point. Point and a half.
Napier going to use that as bulletin board material.
Ooh, I could be on Napier to get a little surprise out of the gates here for the Gators.
I know, but I think I'll tell you this from all the hype with Utah, right? They lose that game, they're out. They are out week one. That meaning the hype train with Utah that we're pumping for like being a college football playoff contender.
Well, I'm definitely not pumping that train.
I think they have the opportunity
whatsoever.
To be there. But you know who I like in the Pac-12. But yeah. I'm just saying, they lose that game. Oh boy, you want to see the odds flip? You want to see the odds flip?
At Florida,
80-1.
Home for Southern Utah. Home for San Diego State. At Arizona State, home for the Beavers, at UCLA, home USC, at Wazoo, home Arizona, home Stanford, at Oregon, at Colorado.
Here's the
can
thing.
I get him 4 losses. I can get him 4 losses.
Yeah, I can too. I'll tell you the 4 I think they can lose. And I don't think they will, but I'll
They can lose the Florida game.
Yep, they could use San Diego State. They lost to them 33-31.
They could lose that game. They could
lose
the San Diego
State game. Now, just keep in mind, San Diego State, Luther Johnson, their quarterback, transferred out. It's Braxton Burmeister, the Virginia Tech quarterback.
Oh, God, and they, he sucks.
He sucks, I know.
He's on San Diego State, you said?
Yeah. And that game is on the road or home?
That in Utah, so that's a tough spot for the Aztecs.
Right, it is. All right, but I think they lose October 8th in the Rose Bowl to UCLA.
I know that. We know how deeply you're involved with the UCLA Bruins this year. They could lose the USC game. They could lose the Oregon game.
I don't think they lose. I mean, do we think that Oregon's going to be that much improved defensively with Dan Lanning? Like they're gonna tackle all of a sudden better than they did in that first game. If the kids,
I know one thing, they can't possibly put up worse performances than they did. Oregon did than they did against Utah last year. You'd have to think Oregon's gonna have a little bit more effort this year against them. And they've got an experienced SEC quarterback like Bo Nix.
Stop! Come on, with Bo Nix.
All right, what do you like for Utah? Over or under?
What's the total? 8.5, right?
8.5.
I'm going to give them over.
Yeah, I'm not playing it, Joe. It's a no play for me. Okay. I can't play -170, and I think they could lose four games, but I'm not sure enough about it that I would actually bet it. So I think it's very close. Let's get to Oregon now, finally, to finish off the Pac-12 this week. 8.5 also for them. -130 to the over, +105 to the under.
Under. It's Knicks.
Okay, well, they open, of course, with the defending national champions in Atlanta. The first game of the season, they're catching 17.5. At least Knicks knows Georgia, right, Joe? They've got that going for him.
He knows the Bulldogs. He didn't cover, what was the line in that game? 16.5, 17.5 when they were on the plains? They got boat raced?
Something like that. Home for Eastern Washington, home for BYU, at Washington State, home Stanford, at Arizona, home UCLA, at Cal, at Colorado, home Washington, home Utah, and then at Oregon State in the big rivalry game. I don't particularly like this coach, Joe, but I mean, you don't know until he hasn't obviously coached a game yet, so, but I didn't like the hire, Joe, to be quite honest with you. Didn't love
me neither.
High.
I don't like. It's more Bo Nix. Look, and I know it's a downgrade in terms of their schedule. They lose Travis Dye, right? They have Chardwell there. He's a little bit undersized. I like his game, but they get UCLA this year, Oregon, right?
Yes, at home.
I think they lose that.
Well, yeah, I think they lose to be Georgia. Fair, you think that UCLA is going to win every game this year. So that's,
I think,
you know, that's,
I think, no, I put them 11-1.
Oregon's favored in that game, Joe. Let's be fair.
By 2 points, 3 points.
No, I'd get more into the 7 range, Joe, to be quite honest.
7?
I would get more into the 7 range. I'd get into the touchdown range.
For UCLA?
In Oregon, at Autzen, yeah. I think it's going to be closer to 7 than to 3. Where's the line? They have the line out?
No, Bubby. The line is already out on FanDuel. It's 3.
They have that. Oh, I'm taking it now then. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know.
Oh, big shot.
I'm
going to
go bet it now.
I forgot.
Mr.
Big Shot.
I haven't looked that far ahead. And how I didn't know they have that far into the season already up there.
What do you think Oregon is against? Right, what do you think Oregon is against BYU?
What's the date on that game?
September 17th. That's a great
October.
Team.
I'm saying October 22nd. That's the game I want. UCLA. Who has it? FanDuel doesn't have it. I don't see it here, Joe.
I'm looking. Hang on.
They took it down when you just said that. They took it down.
Was it WinBet that had it now?
Somebody else has it now.
All right, just stop, Bubby. Just wait. I'll find it. There's a thousand spreads here. You know,
I was gonna say what? that game isn't high profile.
Well, it's not high profile. Game. Put it this way: Utah is 3-point favorites over UCLA in the Rose Bowl. They're 3-point favorites over USC. That is out on FanDuel. So, what do you think Oregon's gonna be at home against UCLA? You're gonna put them as a 6.5-point favorite when last year with Thibodeau and everybody else that they won that game by 3.5 in the Rose Bowl.
Oregon's favored over Utah at home by 2. Utah, okay? They're favored by 2 over Utah right now on November the 19th. You're telling me that UCLA is only going to be 3? That's a touchdown spread, Joe. It's closer to 7 than it is to 3.
We'll meet in the middle. 4. The line was 1.5. Oregon was 1.5 on the road, and they were dogs to start. That line opened up at 1. I was on Oregon. I took them as a 1-point dog. They went to a 1.5-point favorite. They won by 3. That's when DTR got hurt in the last drive.
Look, and I respect you taking the shot, Joe. I know that that's your squad. You're taking the shot.
You know what you're doing. You do it every night. You know it's late? Do you realize it's late on the East Coast? You gas me up. I can't go to bed. I go to bed 5 hours after the show. I got to wake up and do football full circle. I can feel like I could run up the steps in Philly like Rocky. Why do you gas me up like that?
Look, I'm just letting you know. Oregon's a better team than them. That doesn't mean you're not going to get what you need out of UCLA. That doesn't mean you're not going to get what you need. They're a better team, Joe.
Better team. Bo Nix, Dan Lanning, better team than Chip Kelly, 8-4 last year. 8-4.
I don't like the coach.
You don't like the coach. I didn't like Chip either, but you know why?
No, I like Chip. I'm saying I don't like the Oregon coach. It's going to be a problem for them.
All right, let's just go under. How about that?
I'm taking the over for Oregon. I like Bo's experience. I think that he's going to win 9 games.
You and this Bo. What about the hump wide receivers that short on the ball when I was on them against Oklahoma in the bowl game? How about that?
You were on them. You got a vendetta against them.
I don't have a vendetta. I hope they get boat raced by Georgia.
You lost the ticket.
I hope they put up a 50 spot on them.
Georgia's going to be sloppy in that game. I might take Oregon getting the 17.5. I think they're going to play decent in that spot.
He's a pinpoint specialist. Pinpoint specialist.
I think they're going to play decent in that spot.
I haven't given week one lines. The one line I do like week one is Utah State plus the 38.5. You can't talk me off of it. And I like Utah, Penn State.
Talk me off of Alabama either.
So you're just gunning for me week one. That's what it is.
I'm not gunning for you. We're not on the same games.
All right. Okay.
I think Alabama, first game out, they're going to whack somebody, and that's who they're going to whack. They're taking them down.
I'm not going to argue with you. It's too late.
Are you going to lay the 25.5 with UCLA against Bowling Green?
Yes, against Bowling Green, I already laid it in a parlay, 26.5.
Man.
I think they
go for absolutely. Go for the chalk.
I knew he was going to say that. The one favorite I back. Actually, I'm on Penn State too.
You're on South Florida getting the 11.5 at home too. Right?
Have BYU. Wait a second. You know I was on South Florida.
That's your guy right there. You
Timmy
love that
McClain
guy.
And Gary Bohannon.
You love Jeff that coach, Scott. Jeff Scott, down there in Tampa. Notre Dame, 15.5, man. Wasn't it 14.5 a week ago?
I love Notre Dame. Talk about this. I think Notre Dame has a shot.
Yeah, they don't have a shot. Just so you know, they don't have a shot.
You give a defensive-minded coach 6 weeks, 6 months of prep, he'll come up with something if he's a good head coach. Come up with something. I'll throw a stat at you. Since 2017, Ohio State is 29-2 at home. Want to take a shot on the two losses?
All right, say that again.
Since 2017, Ohio State in the horseshoe is 29-2 straight up. Want to take a shot at who the two losses are over the last 5 years, 4 years?
No, go ahead. Tell me.
Last year to Oregon and 2017 to Baker in Oklahoma.
All right. We'll see. Call Releasey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. So we're wrapping this one up. Joe, I'll give you a golf for the weekend. Of course, the FedEx St. Jude Championship. J.J. Spuds, J.J. Spawn in the lead at 11 under. Troy, take me to the Merritt Parkway and Sepp Straka, 10 under. I mean, but the big names are lurking, Joe. They're all four, five, six shots back, but they're lurking. Finau is 8 under. He's 3 back. He's 7-1 right now. Willie Z is 20-1, and he's 5 back. Justin Thomas is 14-1. He's 5 back. Mr. Burns, 5 back at 22-1. Willie Z played really well today. That might be a good one to jump on, Joe, at that price, 20-1.
All right.
You want to take Finau at 7-1 to win his third tournament in a row?
I like Willie Z at the start, but I don't know. I have a football play.
Go ahead. Give us the football, the crypto for the weekend.
Yeah, here's the crypto. I'm on Seattle plus the 3.5 over the Steelers.
Man, you love this Seattle team. Like, I do. Honestly, bro, I cannot believe how much you love this Seattle team. They are going to be one of the 3 or 4 worst teams in the NFL this year. Worst teams. We'll have to talk about this more on Monday, Joe, when we come back. Joe, have a great weekend. Cash a lot of tickets. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll see you Monday night on the grid.